Now, when we think about changing human nature, the first thing that comes to mind are these human modification technologies: growth hormone therapy, cosmetic surgery, stimulants like Ritalin, Adderall, antidepressants, anabolic steroids, artificial hearts. It's a pretty pathetic list. They do great things for a few people who suffer from some specific condition, but for most people, they don't really transform what it is to be human. And they also all seem a little bit, most people have this instinct that, well, sure, I mean, there needs to be antidepressants for the really depressed people, but there's a kind of queasiness that these are kind of unnatural in some way. It's worth recalling that there are a lot of other modification technologies and enhancement technologies that we use. We have skin enhancements, clothing. As far as I can see, all of you are users of this enhancement technology in this room. So that's a great thing. Mood modifiers have been used from time immemorial: caffeine, alcohol, nicotine, immune system enhancement, vision enhancement, anesthetics. We take that very much for granted, but just think about how great progress that is. Like, having an operation before anesthetics was not fun. Contraceptives, cosmetics, and brain reprogramming techniques. That sounds ominous, but the distinction between what is a technology, the gadget would be the archetype, and other ways of changing and rewriting human nature is quite subtle.